These are British gun flints. There's pipe fragments, square nails, scissors.
Neil Lopino is pointing to artifacts associated with Delaware Indian Village, often called Delaware Town, that date back to the 1820s. Through a treaty, a group of Delaware moved from Indiana to southwest Missouri and for a short time occupied land along the James River Basin and part of what would later become Springfield.
Basically, a lot of these ceramics you would find on a Euro-American site. And Delaware had been in contact with Euro-Americans for 200 plus years by the time they got to Springfield, the Springfield area.
Lopino is director of Missouri State University's Center for Archaeological Research. 12 years ago, the center concluded its fifth and final dig session at the Delaware site that produced these artifacts.
You know, as you're talking about these, feel free to hold them up rather than just leaving them sit on the table.
Okay.
And today, they're on display within a series of picture-style frames behind thin glass walls. One by one, Lopino picks up a frame and holds it up to a camera operated by Scott Hummelsheim, a producer video journalist with the C-SPAN Cities Tour. He's part of the team that traveled to Springfield this week to document the region's history, including early settlers like the Delaware. While the Delaware occupied parts of this land, Lopino says many Cherokee are known to have passed through the area in the late 1930s along the northern route of the Trail of Tears.
They camped outside of Springfield, and the groups that came through probably averaged around 1,000 to 1,200 Cherokee, and I believe there were 12 groups that came through on the northern route.
Lopino's interview, along with that of other local historians, will be featured across two segments on January 6th and 7th. The C-SPAN Cities Tour was created in 2011, according to coordinating producer Debbie Lamb, who spoke at a kickoff reception in Springfield Monday.
The goal of the Cities Tour is to embed ourselves in a city, and the city gets to tell its story to our national audience.
But he was known as the proverbial Wild West lawman that still had the hint of being a criminal himself, which is a pretty predominant theme.
On a separate shoot this week, inside the Greene County Archives, archivist Jamie Lewis with the State Historical Society of Missouri is describing Wild Bill Hickok, a former Union officer who resided in Springfield for a time after the Civil War. As she explains to C-SPAN's Hummelsheim, had it not been for a Harper's Monthly publication in 1867 detailing Hickok's killing of Davis Tutt, few would have ever learned about Hickok. Story has it that Tutt, an ex-Confederate, was shot just off the downtown square for wearing a watch he had won off of Hickok in a poker game.
Tutt came walking up College Street, came out of a livery stable, and had the watch on, and then again, various versions of the story. Some say that Hickok yelled at Tutt, you know, I told you not to come out with my watch on. Some of the depositions state that he just drew and fired.
The Harper's Monthly article lays claim that the incident was the first quick draw shootout, although it's unclear if Tutt actually reached for or fired a weapon.
You know, you could argue that the dime novel phenomenon came out of these type of publications. Because within a few years, you know, everybody's all over Buffalo Bill and Wild Bill and others. So this little article right here is what tipped the scales.
Seeing as there were several witnesses to the shooting, Hickok turned himself in. But the court would acquit him of murder about a week later. According to Lewis, it's likely Tutt didn't get a fair trial, as the judge, jury, and defense attorney were all former Unionists. Hickok was not viewed favorably in town after the shooting and would later lose by a landslide in his quest to become city marshal. At that point, according to Lewis, he ventured west. For the filming with C-SPAN, Lewis shared numerous documents detailing the court proceeding, including the original indictment charging Hickok. Producers also this week learned about Route 66, Wilson's Creek National Battlefield, visited the NRA Sporting Arms Museum, and took a driving tour of Springfield. I'm Scott Harvey, KSMU News.